Shepherd me, O God,
shepherd me, O God,
shepherd me, O God,
shepherd me, O God,
in the time of trial,
shepherd me, O God,
in the hour of weakness,
shepherd me, O God,
you who rule creation, show us your salvation, when we face temptation,
shepherd me, O God.
When your Spirit calls us,
shepherd me, O God.
Wrath befalls us,
shepherd me, O God.
Teach us to contrition, help us live your mission, bring us to fruition,
shepherd me, O God.
Shepherd me, O God, beyond my wants, beyond my fears, from death into life.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The grace and the peace of God our Father and the Lord Jesus be with you.
And also with you.
From the wounded side of Christ flowed blood and water, the fountain of sacramental life. Before we draw from these sources of our salvation, we ask mercy and strength from the Lord.
Kyrie eleison,
Kyrie eleison.
Lord, you alone can give us living water.
Christe eleison,
Christe eleison.
Lord Jesus, you give us the Holy Spirit, the source of our life of grace.
Kyrie eleison,
Kyrie eleison.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting. O living and true God, look upon your people. We are parched of spirit. Unseal the living water of your spirit. May it become within us an ever-flowing spring, gushing up to eternal life. May we worship you in spirit and in truth, through Christ Jesus, who lives with you in the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
The first reading is a reading from the book of Exodus. In the wilderness, the people thirsted for water, and the people complained against Moses and said, "Why did you bring us out of Egypt to kill us and our children and livestock with thirst?" So Moses cried out to the Lord, "What shall I do with these people? They are almost ready to stone me." The Lord said to Moses, "Go on ahead of the people and take some of the elders of Israel with you. Take in your hand the staff with which you struck the Nile and go. I will be standing there in front of you on the rock of Horeb. Strike the rock, and the water will come out of it, so that the people may drink. Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. He called the place Massah and Meribah, because the Israelites quarreled and tested the Lord, saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?" The word of the Lord.
With the Lord's endless mercy and fullness of redemption. With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. From out of the depths I cry unto you, Lord. Hear my prayer, oh, let your ear be open to my pleading. With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. If you, O Lord, should mark our guilt, could stand within your sight, but in you is found forgiveness for our failings. With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. Just as those who wait for the morning light, even more I long for the Lord my God, whose word to me shall ever be my comfort. With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. Since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to the grace in which we stand, and we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. Hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. For while we were weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. Indeed, rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person, someone might actually have to die. But God proves his love for us in that while we were sinners, Christ died for us. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus came into the Samaritan city called Sychar. It was near that plot of land that Jacob had given to his son Joseph, and Jacob's well was there. Jesus was tired from the journey, and so he sat down at the well. It was about noon, and a Samaritan woman came out of the city to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." Jesus' disciples had already gone into the city to purchase food. The woman said to Jesus, "How is it that you, a Jew, should ask for a drink from me, a Samaritan woman?" Jesus said to her, "If you knew the gift of God, and if you knew who was saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would ask him, and he would give you living water."
Give us living water. Give us living water. Give us living water. Give us living water.
The woman said to Jesus, "You don't have a bucket, and the well is very deep. Where do you get this water? Are you greater than Jacob, who gave us this well, and he and his sons and his flocks drank from it?" Jesus said to her, "Everyone who drinks from this well is going to be thirsty again. But if you drink the water that I will give you, you will never be thirsty again. For the water I will give you will spring up within you and become a gushing stream of eternal life." Jesus said to the woman said to Jesus, "Then give me this water so that I will never be thirsty and will not have to come here and keep drawing water again." Jesus said to the woman, "Go get your husband and come back." And the woman said to him, "I have no husband." Jesus said, "You speak the truth when you say you have no husband. You have had five husbands, and the man you're living with now is not your husband. You speak the truth." The woman said to him, "I see now that you are a prophet, sir. We worship God on this mountain, but you people say we must worship God in Jerusalem." Jesus said to her, "The time is coming when you will worship God neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You worship what you do not understand. We worship what we know, for salvation comes from the Jews. The hour is coming, in fact, has already come, when those who worship the Father will worship in spirit and in truth. Such are the worshipers the Father seeks. God is spirit, and true worshipers will worship him in spirit and in truth."
Give us living water. Give us living water.
The woman said to him, "I know that the Messiah is coming, and when he comes, he will reveal everything to us." Jesus said to her, "I am he, the very one who is speaking to you." Just then, Jesus' disciples returned from the city, and they were amazed to see him speaking to the woman. And yet they did not say, "What do you want?" or "Why are you talking to her?" The woman left her water jug, and she returned to the city. And she told all her neighbors, "Come and see this man who has told you everything that I have ever done. Could it possibly be that he is the Messiah?" And the Samaritans left the city and they went out to see him. Now, meanwhile, Jesus' disciples were urging him, "Master, eat something." Jesus said to them, "I have food of which you do not know." They said to one another, "Surely no one brought him something to eat." Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to complete his work. You say that it is 4 months until the harvest. Well, I say to you, look up, see the fields, they are ripe for the harvest. The reaper is gathering his wages by drawing fruit in and for eternal life. The sower and the reaper rejoice together, and so is fulfilled the saying, 'One sows and another reaps.' I send you to reap what you did not labor for. Others have labored, and you now share in their labor." People of the town began to believe on the testimony of the woman who said, "He has told me everything that I have done." And they came out to him and they said to him, "Stay with us." And Jesus did stay with them 2 days. And many heard him and they believed in him. And then they said to the woman, "We no longer believe because of the words that you have spoken. We have heard his word for ourselves, and we believe that this is the Savior of the world." Gospel of the Lord.
Thanks to you, Lord Jesus Christ.